Okay, it is just 5:30, which means we will call our meeting to order and we'll start out with, whoops, excuse me a minute. I just put my agenda over the top of my screen. We'll go ahead with our roll call. We have Commissioner Gundlach, Commissioner Vukelic Austin, Commissioner Figueroa Velez is excused. And then we'll just have one commissioner absent at this time. We'll go with approval of the minutes, and we're looking at minutes, draft minutes from December 8th of 2025 and then January 7th, 2026, the special meeting. Those two meeting minutes we're looking for approval. Do I have a
Yes,
motion on
approval.
those?
So moved.
I have a motion from Kevin.
Second.
A motion and a second. Further discussion from anyone? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any
Aye.
opposed? Well, that was everybody. So we're all good with that. That passes.
And President Schaaf, I believe you were saying that that passed with the notation that I will update the
Oh,
attendance for the
yes.
1-7 meeting that Commissioner Figueroa Velez was
Go back.
excused for that
Yes,
meeting.
that was
That's
excused.
obviously what the motion was, right?
Yes, that was obviously the motion. Thank you for catching that. And that moves us to public comment. Do we have any public comment tonight? Any registrants?
We have no registrants for public comment.
And then we'll make a quick adjustment to our attendance because Commissioner Fudge Hart has just joined us. And so we have everyone here. Any disclosures or recusals from commissioners?
No.
Okay. That will take us then to the fire department items, and we have Chief Bloomer with us. Chief, go ahead, please.
All right, got some promotional recommendations. So Chief Carbons has the following names for division chief. It'd be effective January 18th, and then they would be placed on probation. And those would be for Tim Gorzalski and David Bridges.
Okay,
And
and
then
we'll do those in special session.
and then he also recommends the name for promotion to consideration rank of lieutenant on January 18th. It would be Daniel Barnard, Ethan Dade, Eric Fredrickson, and Jeffrey Kundert on January 18th. And
And
then
those
the next, go
that
ahead.
all be we'll do all those in closed session. I said special session before I misspoke, but it is closed session.
Okay. Should I bring all these up or?
I'll read them off later so you don't
Okay.
need to right now, but
Perfect.
if you would like to, you're welcome to.
Oh, that's all right. I'll hold off. And then, so for off probation recommendations, Chief Carbon recommends to place on permanent the following lieutenants. On January 19th, it would be for Derek Brown, Jacob Keene, Robert Lulling, and Robert O'Hagan and Laura Prom.
Okay, and those I will take a motion on since it's the end of promotion and effectively successful completion of the probationary period. I'll take a motion from commissioners.
So moved.
I have
Second.
that motion. I have a motion and a second. Open that for discussion then. Hearing no discussion, we'll call the vote. All in favor of the chief's final recommendation at the completion of the probationary period for the lieutenants listed effective January 19th, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? I think I heard everybody's voice, so I think we're good. So that one will pass. Please proceed.
Okay. The 2026 update for the Recruit Academy for Class 63, we had 24 recruits start on January 5th. Right now, they currently just started EMT school at Madison College. They'll be there until February 28th. There's going to be a tentative graduation date for that will be on June 5th. I did put the bios for everybody in there so you can actually see who they all are. And yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that, seeing more information about them. It makes them more human than just the name.
Yeah. And
Thank you.
then, go ahead.
I was just saying thanks too.
Commissioner Vukelic,
I just have a quick question. Do you know what time on June 5th is that like at 5?
Last time it was at 5, but we had
Okay.
not set a time for
Okay.
that. I,
That's
last
fine.
time, last time we actually did it on Thursday night. The idea was to actually get more administrative staff, but I'm not sure if we're going to be sticking to that Thursday night or that Friday. But that June 5th will be that date that they will officially be done with the academy.
Okay,
So,
great. I'm going to mark it on my calendar. Thank you.
So thereabouts will be the graduation ceremony. Okay.
Yeah. And then we also have the 2026 Apparatus Engineer promotional process going. The applications are currently, actually, they just closed today. And so that's the application's closed. And then they're going to be doing some off-duty practice sessions. They'll be available from January 26th through March 27th. They'll be doing a written exam on March 4th. Then March 31st through April 3rd, they're going to do an over-the-road and operations exam. Those used to be separated. We actually incorporated them all in one day, in the one time. It's just more convenient for everybody. And then they also have a 2-week orientation that's currently scheduled for June 15th through June 26th.
Questions about the process for the A&Es or any questions on that for Keith? I just have one. Made the comment that they have a chance to practice off duty. Is that they would just come in on their own time and get a chance to?
Yeah, what happens is a lot of our members, when they're working the medic unit, they just find they just don't get a chance to be able to practice. So we did talk to Eric VM with City Risk Management and Andy Schauer to make sure it's actually legal for them to do that. So yeah, so now they can actually set up some time and actually really dedicate their chance to study. And what we'll do is we have somebody who is working on those days to actually basically proctor it, or actually or just needs to be present so they can actually get that training.
Okay, an excellent opportunity to grow their skills.
Yep.
Thank you. Other questions or okay, it looks like we can proceed.
All right, then we have five retirements. Assistant Chief Scott Bavery, he had 28 years. Division Chief Paul Ripp, he had 30 years. Lieutenant Steve Redmond, 26 years. And then Lieutenant John Mass had 27 years. And AE Tomas Winter, who had 28 years.
That's a lot of years of service going out the door. Thank you and congratulations to all of them.
Perfect. And then we have two open investigations currently. So the one is for pending investigation for APM 2-33, citywide expectations, also MFD Rule 18, basically conforming to the rules and observing the laws, Rule 39, conform and obey all the laws. Rule 58, which is every person should notify their supervisor or chief of all violations. So that's the first one that's open. And then we have a second investigation that's currently open, and that will be members will be courteous. It's APM 2-33. They'll be courteous and disrespectful, not engage in horseplay, provide complete and accurate information, and C1, where they will create and maintain a welcoming, respectful, and inclusive environment. And MFD Rule 18 shall conform to the rules. 25, they should devote their time to the business of the department. Rule 39, they must conform to and obey all laws. And Rule 51, they shall conduct themselves as not to bring the department into disrepute.
Commissioners, have any questions on that? Okay. Well, thank you, Chief. We'll be discussing those other items in closed session. And then you're welcome to stay and hear the results of that, or we can send an email over to you at the end of the meeting.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us then to police department items. I see Captain Drescher has joined us.
I am here and apparently with a reflection on me here. I don't know where that's coming from, but I'll give it a turn. All right. Yeah, so good evening. Welcome everyone. And then for our first item is the consideration for the preliminary recommendation from Chief Patterson regarding the promotion of Detective Lisa Wiedekind, and then to schedule her file review.
Do I have a volunteer for a file review for a police detective? Martha, I'm going to assume that's a hand up to
Yeah,
do
it
the role.
is. I'm
Okay.
happy to do it.
Thank you.
Right, great. I will let Alyssa know. Thank you very much.
Martha, I could do it too if you need me. I haven't done one in a bit.
I'll let you do it when there's more than one. How's that?
This is not a good time for me, so I really appreciate you, Martha.
Yeah, no, not
After
a problem.
the
Not a
second,
problem.
after Valentine's Day, I am way more.
You got him then. You got him then.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
We'll share with you guys when time's available. We know you're busy.
All
Okay.
right. Thank you. And the next item then is for consideration and possible action regarding the final recommendation of Chief Patterson to the promotion dash hire of the candidates following the successful completion of their probationary period. We'll kind of take them in chunks. So we have a couple of sergeants. We have Sergeants Sam Breyer, James Brown, Kyle Dabbs, and Lucas Hale.
Okay, we have those sergeants as listed, all with the same effective date of February 2nd of 2026 for the chief's final recommendation on completion of the probationary period. I will take a motion on that.
So moved, Martha.
Have a move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Further discussion from the commission? All in favor? Aye.
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 And that was unanimous, and that will pass. Please proceed, Captain.
Thank you. Up next is the group of detectives. So we have Tyler Hess, Corey Rondorf, and Jessica Wolf, all passed per the chief for their probationary period.
Okay, and so this one again is a final recommendation of the police chief after successful completion of the probationary period, and all with the same effective date again of February 2nd of 2026. I will take a motion.
So moved.
Have a second. Motion, a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that passes as well. Please proceed.
Thank you. So up next is we do have one probationary status extension due to leave of absence, and that is for Grace Favor, a detective. So she was supposed to be off probation on 2-2 of 2026, and we're requesting the notification of the extension to 7-9 of 26.
And I believe that's just a notification that falls within the rules for the police department to do that. Thank you for notifying us.
Absolutely. And then me being needy again, requesting to schedule a couple of special meetings for the hiring process, looking at the end of January. So January 26th would be ideal. And then February 23rd would also be ideal, but we can work around it.
Okay, so the police department is looking for a couple special meetings. Those will be quick ones because it sounds like they're hiring list meetings.
Yep.
I see the request was for January 26th, which is a Monday, and I know that's hard for Kevin, but I'm wondering if we could do, since it's a short meeting, a 12:15 meeting on that date. Would that work for commissioners?
Yes.
Yeah, I can do it.
I can't, but that's all right.
Okay, we will have just the three of us, but that should be enough to get us, that'll give us quorum. And if you can join Kevin, please do. But and then the next one they're looking at was February 23rd, which is also Monday night. Can we do it before that at all, Captain? I'm out of country, and I probably will have connectivity, but I'm not certain.
Let me look at our calendar. When are you out of the country, President?
I'm leaving on Sunday, the 22nd.
Friday the 20th?
That would work for me. I don't know about other commissioners. If again, it would be a short meeting. So could we do the 20th at 12:15?
Works for me.
I can do it.
Let's do. Kevin, does that work for you at all?
I've got something that I might have to be out of town for, so maybe I can say maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe a call in or something.
Okay, but we do have three of us, so that will work. That will give us quorum. So why don't we go ahead and book that then? And then if something comes up, if commissioners have any of these that something changes in your schedule, please notify Jenna immediately, and then we can have the meeting time adjusted.
And Captain Drescher, just to make sure I get the agendas posted correctly, is that the January 1 is to certify, to add to the eligibility list, and the February 1 will be to add to the hiring list?
You got it.
All right. Thank you. Please proceed, Captain.
All right, so we did also have a couple of retirements. Class of 99, it was their time apparently after 26 years. We have Chris Kubinski, Carrie Lyric, and Chad Joswiak, who have retired. We thank them for all of their years of amazing service.
Yes, we're grateful as well. That's a lot of years for all of them as well.
And they're all retiring as patrol officers, which I have a lot of respect for. So,
absolutely.
All right. And then finally, we just have one disciplinary matter. It is a new disciplinary matter from the last couple of months. The other ones have cleared up. It is a unlawful conduct, code of conduct. An officer was arrested while off duty.
Okay. Any questions for Captain Drescher from the commissioners? Okay. Hearing none, Captain, thank you for your report. And again, you're welcome to stay, but we'll be reporting out on the at the end of the next closed session.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we are contemplating closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub c to discuss and take action if appropriate regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Specifically, we are considering the preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for the promotion of the following candidates and report on the personnel file reviews. Tim Gorzalski, Lieutenant to Division Chief, effective January 18 of 26. David Bridges, Lieutenant to Division Chief, effective January 18, 26. Daniel Barnhard, Apparatus Engineer to Lieutenant, effective January 18, 2026. Ethan Dade, Apparatus Engineer to Lieutenant, effective January 18, 2026. Eric Fredrickson, AE to Lieutenant, effective January 18, 26. Jeff Kunert, AE to Lieutenant, effective January 18, 26. Mark Miller, Firefighter EMT to Lieutenant, effective February 1st of 26. James Doerr, Firefighter EMT to Apparatus Engineer, effective January 18th of 26. Robert Wand, Firefighter EMT to Apparatus Engineer, effective January 18th of 26. And Graham Yawn, Firefighter Paramedic to Apparatus Engineer, effective January 18th of 2026. In addition, we're considering the preliminary recommendation of the police chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file reviews. Ryan Gibson, Sergeant to Lieutenant, effective January 18 of 26, and Jack Graziano, Officer to Sergeant, effective January 18th of 2026. I will take a motion to go to closed session.
So moved.
Have a motion? A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And that's a unanimous vote. We will go to closed session. There's Mike. Okay, Mike, for the motion to come back to open session, I made the motion. Vukelic Austin seconded the motion and a unanimous voice vote on that.
Sorry, I missed who the motion was made by.
Me.
Oh, very good.
All right. So we will go ahead and I'll make the first motion on this. And I would move that we approve the preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for the promotion of Tim Gorzalski, lieutenant to division chief, and David Bridges, lieutenant to division chief, effective January 18th of 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 And then I'll make another motion. And that motion will be for to approve the fire chief's preliminary preliminary recommendation for the promotion of candidates Daniel Barnhard, apparatus engineer to lieutenant, Ethan Dade, apparatus engineer to lieutenant, Eric Fredrickson, apparatus engineer to lieutenant, Jeffrey Kundert, apparatus engineer to lieutenant, and Mark Miller, firefighter EMT to lieutenant, effective February 1st, and all of the others are effective January 18th of 2026.
Before we approve that, can I just ask Division Chief Bloomer, is Daniel Barnard an apparatus engineer two or
He
one?
is. He is an
Okay.
apparatus engineer too.
Okay.
Yes.
Just so that we can note that in the, I don't know if it makes any difference or not, but just want to make sure that we.
We can put that in the minutes.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I have a motion on the table. I do need a second on that.
Second.
Second.
Okay, there we got the second. And then we'll just make that note that he is. Do you need clarification on that, Mike? That the apparatus engineer too?
I'm
Or you?
good.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second with that minor clarification. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
I.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, wait, that was a unanimous. Never mind.
And I would like to make a motion to accept the fire chief's preliminary recommendation for the promotion of Jameson Doerr, firefighter EMT, to apparatus engineer, and Robert Wand, firefighter EMT, to apparatus engineer. And Graham Yan, firefighter paramedic, to apparatus engineer, all effective January 18th, 2026.
I'll second the motion. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 And that passes as well. That moves us down to police department. And I would move approval of the police chief's preliminary promotion to from sergeant to lieutenant for Ryan Gibson, effective January 18th of 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 That one passes as well. And then the final motion here is to approve the preliminary recommendation of the police chief for the promotion of Jack Graziano, officer to sergeant, effective January 18th of 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And then just a note, Mike, that Commissioner Gunlock had to leave the meeting at 6:30. With that, I will take a final motion for the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for your
Thank you.
time.
Thank
And
you.
good
See you
night.
the
Thank you.
26th. Thank you.